Why Don't Things Work to Our Advantage? By Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. Where is the kingdom of God? How do we taint it? To answer the first question, we cannot actually see the kingdom of God because it is in our hearts, or it exists within us. So does its king. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21 explains this. Now when he was asked by the Pharisee when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is also a fact that if you are not born again, you cannot even see the kingdom with the eye of understanding, as in, "I see what you're talking about." John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In fact, you really cannot be a part of those that have the kingdom within, or that unite to establish God's kingdom, unless you are born again correctly, through water baptism, and filled with the Spirit." John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." To answer question number 2, even after baptism, we can still taint the kingdom. Each of us has the opportunity to develop a love for truth, fill our mind and hearts with thoughts from the tree of life, and walk according to the scriptures, or we can feed on the lies of Satan and bring the lies to the kingdom and taint our thoughts. Exactly the same choice Eve had. So the question we must ask ourselves, are my actions the result of eating truth from the tree of life and bearing fruit for God's kingdom? Or am I building Satan's world as the result of eating his lies? It's up to us, God's people. You see, Satan and his people cannot do a thing to harm the kingdom of God or bring defeat to it. Only we as God's people can affect the kingdom of God for good or bad. This is why we are targets. Satan must try to mislead and corrupt us, as he knows we will in turn corrupt God's kingdom. It's the only way he can tear God's kingdom down. He has only to fill our hearts and minds with lust, pride, anger, addictions, or whatever it takes to cause us to manifest an evil environment he can come into, thus causing God's kingdom to become tainted. Satan has many clever tools he uses to snare us. They all seem great to us. We were raised and trained by intellect from the tree of good and evil. We are therefore comfortable in the resulting lifestyle. It's familiar to us, and Satan's ways are the ways of most of the people we know and like. We have a taste for the fruit of this world, and above all, we love its traditions. Tradition. One of the most effective ways Satan brings defeat to God's people is by instilling a love for tradition in us. As we fight to hang on to our old Adamic lifestyles with its traditional church services and its Satan-inspired holidays, etc., Satan jumps for joy. He continues to win. People as a whole are too thick-headed to understand that the church, as it is and as it was, did not succeed in overcoming sickness, death, hell, and the grave. Satan surely wants to keep things status quo because nothing will change if he can make us hang on to the old ways. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 warns, "Beware lest anyone cheat you of God's promises through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." We as new creatures are born through God, thus making him our Father. Therefore, we should acquire His nature, obey His kingdom, and celebrate His holidays. We must change from Adam's race of people to be a mirror image of God and manifest His nature, gifting, desires, laws, and culture to this earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." So the kingdom of God can literally be birthed from our hearts, and all the promises made concerning the kingdom can be ours. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." To experience this, however, we have to separate and cleanse not only ourselves from the corruption of this world, but our homes, our dress, our speech, and all to do with us. This is the only way we can stop Satan from invading our thoughts and destroying our lives. 1 John chapter 5, verses 18 through 19 says, "We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." Why would the child of God want anything to do with the world then, if Satan has full sway or dominion over it? Yet how many of our homes still have idols left over from the past holidays we participated in before we were aware they were wrong? How many of us dress as close to the worldly and moral trends as we dare? Whose music do we listen to? Whose thoughts are behind that music? Music goes directly inside us, right to the kingdom, and we know music creates feelings and emotions, etc. Hello! Between traditions, worldly pleasures, lawless friends, and music that supports them all, we are markedly establishing the kingdom of Satan. So to answer the question, why don't things work to our advantage? It's pretty apparent. Why on earth should God support our desires or bring victory to our life as individuals or a body if this is our mentality? Besides, since we are one body, the body of Christ, and He is in us, our allegiance to the world and its ways not only taints the whole body, but it taints Christ as well. Think about this. Jesus is the Passover lamb that died for our sins, so we wouldn't have to remain corrupt. He taught us how to pray the scriptures for victory. An example would be, "I know you wish for us to prosper and to be in good health as our soul prospers. And yet we are still sick, our finances are lacking, relationships go sour, on, and we experience defeat. Why?" James chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." When God's born-again children become good friends, one spirit with a worldly person, God calls them adulterers and adulteresses, and they eventually become His enemies. Why? They are friends with those whose forefathers chose the tree of good and evil over the tree of life. They are one spirit with an evil spirit in these ones, as their spirit is dead. It's simple. We are not receiving the promises of God because we taint the Lamb with compromise through our rebellion and worldly associations. In closing, we cannot blame God for our defeat. The Word of God does not come back void. It accomplishes the thing God promises, because God Himself performs the Word, or makes good the promise. That is, if traditions of man don't enter into the picture. The angels intercede on our behalf as they are instructed by the Word. That is, as long as the Word of truth is not compromised or tainted, not good and evil. That's the secret ingredient. By compromising God's truth and ignoring His laws, the word is diluted by our thinking and actions, and the promises we so desire go unfulfilled. This results in personal failure for us and causes a delay in the kingdom of God being established as well. We suffer, all of creation suffers, and Satan retains his dominion over the world. One day, however, it will all change. There will dawn a new day, and those that refuse to compromise will see victory over the powers of darkness and the world it sustains. These will be found praising their King in a perfect kingdom on a new earth, and all will be to their advantage. God's promises.